Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I think we have confirmation here. According to threads.com, a poster by the name of Michaela Jane posted, Benny the Bull just made three backwards half-court shots in a row. Sub him in. That's the only confirmation I can find.
Why are you denying yourself that you saw history?
Because I don't believe what I saw.
But you were there in person. You weren't watching it on TV.
It had to be AI.
How can it be AI when you're there in person?
I don't know.
What do you think it was, hologram Benny the Bull?
I think it was hologram basketball. At the Pistons-Bulls game, somebody else had to have been there because I knew you guys, we took over the United Center. And there were Piston fans everywhere. And, you know, Bulls aren't particularly good. It's a drivable trip. Although the drive home was pretty sketchy yesterday, I'll tell you that, with the snow. We came to a complete standstill on 94 near Kalamazoo. Probably saw a dozen cars in the ditch, including one that had rolled over. It was scary.
That's not good.
94 was closed in Ann Arbor. I mean, it was
sketchy.
But for those, Benny the Bull in the second half, the mascot, went to midcourt, threw a basketball over his head with one hand, made it. Then did it again. Three straight times. Now, one of my son's friend said, no, the third one didn't go in, but everybody thought it went in. The place went nuts. I'm just looking for anybody else that was privy to that because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then I said, it's not true. It had to be AI. Somehow, some way, they've managed to make an AI for my own eyes. But
you think the Bulls player is like, damn it, I can't even do that facing the net.
It might be one of the most amazing things I've ever seen if I actually saw it.
You still don't believe you saw it. Amazing.
It really was.
It's
but,
crazy.
Dude, he's in a mascot outfit, man. It's not even like just doing it regularly.
Those big puffy hands?
Yes.
This is what he does.
Dude. Three times in a row?
Three
he's
times
got skills,
in a row.
Man.
I swear it was three times in a
skills.
Row. And then I'm like, how many beers have I had?
Dry January really did a number on you.
Yeah, right?
You're like, man, I'm hammered.
Maybe I did it a half pipe.
That's funny.
I'm like, I turned around. I said, I swear to drunk, I'm not God. Oh, it was crazy.
That would be, I mean, that's a moment in time.
It really
you
was.
You were there for that, man.
I was.
You need to talk about this feat more. First of all, anybody to make three half-court shots facing the basket is amazing.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Making one is amazing. Crowd goes nuts if somebody makes one.
Yep.
You make two facing the basket. What kind of trick are we pulling here? Three? You're
straight
a wizard.
Off. Over the head.
You do it backwards?
Swear I saw it.
In a mascot uniform?
Again, and all we got is confirmation from a message board post from Michaela Jane. Let's go to Phil in Detroit. You're next on 97.1.
What's up, dog? What up, Gator?
Phil!
Look, Gator, I was in my car watching the game, and I was sitting up here. When he hit the first one, I was like, oh, that's cool as hell. And then he turned around, and he hit it again. I was like, wait a minute. He did it again. They said he was going to try it again. I was like, he ain't about to hit a third one. And bam, when he hit that third one, I was sitting in the car like, I don't believe this crap. I was watching it as it was happening. So you ain't lying, Doug. It actually happened. That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe what I was seeing. And look, the game was great. Duncan Robinson was awesome. Jalen Durham was great.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
This guy made three backward shots in a mascot uniform from half court.
Yes.
Incredible.
He is not lying, Gator.
I don't think he is, Phil.
I'm not even sure I saw it.
I'm the one who has to convince Doug that he saw it live. He was there. I mean,
you saw what you saw, man.
Do you have a ticket stub?
No, I've got, well, I mean, I got... on my phone.
You got digital stub?
I got digital. I can say I was there.
Yeah.
Get Benny to sign my digital ticket stub.
Yes, please sign my digital stub. You should print that out.
Yeah, then get it graded.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what do you think that's worth, Kang?
Encapsulate that?
Yeah.
Greg in West Bloomfield, you're on 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I was at the Bulls-Pistons game last night.
Two nights ago, but yeah. Yes.
Two nights ago, yep. And I saw the backwards three shots in a row.
That actually happened, didn't it?
It did. We were up in the they put up some brand new banner lofts up there, and that's where we sat. So we were up a ways, but we were all in shock the entire time.
I couldn't believe it. Now,
here's a question I have for both of you. Greg, I have a question for you and for Doug. I mean, I recognize he won a gold medal yesterday. It's great, but why is Benny the Bull not champ of the week?
That's a great question. You know, he did his popcorn dump. He hit three in a row. It's hard to beat a gold medal, though.
Yeah,
I guess. Jeez.
Greg, it was unbelievable.
He's got to make four in
it
a row?
Was.
Five in a row?
Yeah, maybe.
One
they
for every ring of the Olympics.
They kept letting him go.
They had to start the game back up. But hey, Greg, how were you? Did you? Yeah, maybe not. did you make the drive home yesterday?
I did. We left probably around noon.
Okay. We watched the gold medal game. Then we watched Michigan State, Ohio State, left a little later. Roads were, it took 5:45. Usually takes close to 3:40.
Right. I got a little quicker than that, so you probably started hitting the mess a little bit more.
Yeah, it was bad. But all right, Greg, thank you for confirmation.
I mean, honestly, if that is the Bulls been playing, shouldn't he just suit up anyway? He's already suited, doesn't he? Basically, he's got a jersey
on,
right?
Well, that's what Mikayla Jane said.
Yeah, just let him play. And then when he lines up to take that backward shot, watch Jalen Duren just come in. SWAT! Not up in here.
Not up in here. So this might be their biggest the Pistons taking on San Antonio tonight.
Oh, I thought Benny the Bull was Benny the Bull traded?
No, Benny the Bull's still in Chicago.
Okay. Does Beef still want to fight Benny the Bull?
Right. We got a problem?
Right. Actually, he might.
Think you were all that?
Did he look at me funny? Stu, he can't even make facial expressions. What are you doing? Back off.
Yes, I don't know, man. Look at that. Look at him. Right. He's looking at me.
This might be their biggest game of the week because SGA may not play on Wednesday. And so I don't know that Cleveland game. Cleveland's still the favorite in Vegas to win the East. Maybe I shouldn't say still. Maybe I think after the Harden trade, a lot of money came in on Cleveland. And the Pistons play Cleveland at the end of this week. But I was most looking forward to the Oklahoma City game, them being the defending champs. But if SGA is out, then I guess it won't be as big as when Detroit goes back to Oklahoma City, I think, next week. And he should be back by that time. It's not considered a serious injury. It's not next week. It's next month. It's the end of next month. I don't know where I got next week from.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
But anyway, big week, big game tonight. Excited for this team.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to the game, watch it tonight, to see the boys in action. Victor Wembanyama, first up close and look at him. So that's going to be cool. It's a big test.
Yep. So we shall see how they come through, but they dominated Chicago Bulls. And again, tons of Detroit fans. And the Bulls fans that wanted to have talks, like that were just being cool. Oh, your team's so good. Yeah, we're getting used to it. We like it. So,
but their mascot.
Their mascot.
I mean, he's got some.
Your mascot.
Yeah, your mascot, though.
Three in a row.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Champ of the week.
He got no
votes. Any other week, he'd be champ of the week.
That might be true.
Any other week.
Yeah, this little hockey game got some attention. All right, thanks for being with us. We'll obviously do it again. We'll start previewing the combine tomorrow as our Birch Kid will be down there. What are those guys going to be talking about coming up next, Scott?
One word, two syllables, monobob.
There you go. That is next. 97.1.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.